FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. Today I'm delighted to be welcoming in the studio Bertus Besson, much-loved chef all over South Africa. Thank you for joining us.
It's nice being here. Thank you, Jenny.
And how wonderful that we can now experience your food right in the heart of Cape Town.
It was about time.
It was. We waited a long time. So you've moved from Stellenbosch and we now have Ongetem.
Yeah.
Tell us all about it.
So Ongetem is a pretty cool project. And about a year or so ago, the Hilton team got hold of me and said, look, we're building a new hotel in Cape Town. And we'd like a local chef to partner with us with the restaurant. And firstly, I was a little bit apprehensive because it is a big hotel group. And, you know, usually when you think of old hotel groups, you think of old, stale grey suits. But I found the most amazing group of food and wine people within Hilton from Dubai, New York, all over the world that I've engaged with. And they really work to make the food and beverage programs a lot better. Like, and that's continuous. So it's wonderful to be part of that sort of structure. When I did it, I said, look, I'll have to do something in Cape Town, but it must be simple. I don't want to do anything fancy in town. I want locals to be able to eat there. I want it to be approachable. I want it to be a neighborhood eatery. And they were on board. And Ongetem was born. So Ongetem means untamed in Afrikaans. And
very appropriate.
Yeah, it's very lucky. And it's got a little bit of my personality, which I'm very happy about. So old motorcycle and motorbike parts and those sort of things. But the food is just simple. And you know, I spoke to somebody recently and said, as a South African chef, I'm still trying to get my head around the fact that South Africans are attracted to simplicity, simple cooking, because we usually want to overdo and overextend and over and give too much. But it's so cool that somebody goes, oh, I understand tongue and mustard and I like it. Because that's us, that's who we are. And I understand just a simple great bowl of chips because it's delicious and that's what it should be. So it's been really encouraging, I think, you know, on many levels, but it's been an exciting project.
Well, the food is fantastic. And I must say, having had lunch there, I thought, right, my next move is I'm going to come back for breakfast.
Cool.
So, you know, then there's still dinner. But interesting, I think Cape Townians generally don't choose to go to hotel restaurants, but it doesn't have that hotel feel. And the fact that you've got the piazza that it opens out onto makes you feel like you're just in this vibey, cozy, amazing Cape Town restaurant.
Yeah, amazing, Jenny. Somebody said to me it feels a bit Joburg-y in a way. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I love Joburg a lot. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite cities still in the world. But I think what it offers you parking. You have a feeling of safety.
Yes.
You know, you're not on the street. And it feels like it could be anywhere in the world. Mm. When you sit outside in that little courtyard. There's an old Herbert Baker building. The old tobacco building, you know, it really is quite special and historic in a way. But also, although it's historic, the modern building honors the history in a beautiful way. So it frames it nicely.
No, it's been beautifully done. Well done on that. And I know you've got other projects on the go.
Yeah, so look, we're continuously busy and things and it's winter in Cape Town. So, you know, all restaurants are quieter, but it gives us time to do new things. So we're launching a new menu at Chorus shortly, or new menu structure. So we started with the Trust Us experience. So Chorus had some storm damage last year, and we closed for 2 months. And it gave us a sort of a breathing moment to rethink Chorus a little bit. And we did Trust Us. And Trust Us, really, it was a menu that was, the menu was depicted by my friend Steven Rotenbach, who's a Stellenbosch artist. And there was no choices, really. And it was really good. We loved it. And our guests loved it. And the next one that's coming up, iteration of sort of a no-choice thing, is just called Eenvoud, sort of the art of simplicity.
Simple.
I think we hinker back to simplicity more, but simplicity is also sophisticated. You've got to get the balance right. But we're very excited for the new menu that's launching next week. That's also exciting. De Vrij Burger is expanding, so we're looking at another.
That's good news.
Yeah, it's great. We're very excited. So Stellenbosch, Time Out Market, and looking at a space in Sea Point currently that's being built. So there's lots happening in the world, exciting things.
Wonderful. And we know that it's in good hands, because I have to say there's this thread that runs through all your establishments, and it's delicious, delicious food.
It has to be delicious. Mm. And Jenny, I think sometimes, you know, often people ask us, people say to us, at Ongetem, what is the concept? And I say, there's no concept. There's no idea. It's just delicious food. And sometimes delicious is good enough. It shouldn't be more than that.
You're absolutely right. We don't need to complicate things when it's all got great ingredients and also very passionate people are bringing it to you.
Sure.
So, thank you for sharing your inspiration with our listeners.
It's a great pleasure. Nice seeing you.
That was Chef Bertus Besson of Ongetem. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to devour. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.